Mike Stoic, and I will also be airing this on the Thriving on Fat podcast. First, I want to apologize for taking forever and a day between the last episode and when you'll be hearing this episode. It has been a crazy last probably-ish year. I'm rounding up to about a year. It's been crazy. As all get out, I sold a home, bought a home, stayed in one bedroom while the home was being built, and then the friends I was staying with while my house was being built stayed with me while their house was being built. There was a lot of storage units, and most of the stuff I had out of the storage unit, recording equipment wise, one piece of it broke, and then all of my files got corrupted, and I have not gotten the backup files out of storage yet because they seriously moved out of the house yesterday, and then they moved out of their storage unit today, and so there's still some stuff that I still have in boxes, and part of that is my backup files to my recordings. So I will not have any new Thriving on Fat recorded podcasts with guests until I unpack that box that has my backup. So I do apologize to all the, I think it was like a handful of guests that I have not released the episode because the stuff was in like the bottom stack of a bunch of boxes that were hidden away in a storage unit because I could not get to them until, you know, friends moved out and I can start filling up those rooms with what they were originally supposed to have. One of them being my son's bedroom. Him living with me for the past year has been fun. Regardless, all of that aside, I do apologize for the tardiness of the sending out stuff. But with that aside, I want to tell y'all that things are going to be changing a little bit in the One Take Stoic release schedule. Instead of doing 7 days a week, I'm going to do 5 days a week, which makes sense because I generally record the One Take Stoics on my way to work, and I work 5 days a week with the, you know, when Corona or COVID-19's not going crazy. Sometimes now I work 6 days a week, but generally it's five. And I will record them in my car, send them off the 5 days I work, but I will send them off Monday through Friday and take the weekends off, even if I don't take the weekends off. Through the magic of recording and sending it off, it will be Monday through Friday. And then as for the Thriving on Fat podcasts, I first need to see how many, if all of the recordings I had previously have been saved in my external hard drive that I have in storage, out of storage now, but was in storage. I'm going to see what I have there and update the Thriving on Fat podcast separately on when those podcasts are going to be released, and I'm probably going to go to a one a month or maybe 2 month format for the foreseeable future, depending upon how editing time and whatnot shakes out for me on this end. But I wanted to let y'all know about that before getting into the actual episode. So without further ado, I will continue with the One Take Stoic episode I recorded earlier in the week. Thank you and see ya. Let's talk about mindset, because during this craziness and even the craziness we're dealing with now with all the, you know, the COVID-19 coronavirus stuff, it is really hard not to lose your head and get crazy. And so I just wanted to take a moment, aside from, you know, telling y'all a little bit why I have not been podcasting, but I wanted to take a moment to just remind everybody that we're gonna be okay. It's scary and it's crazy and you don't know quite what's gonna happen from day to day, but you can get through this. We can all get through this. I work at a grocery store, H-E-B, which is a Texas chain, and I am apparently an emergency response essential because, you know, without food, we're SOL, and so we get to deal with that, and it's been crazy sauce at work, and my daycare is closed. And for a lot of people, that's happening. Heck, for a lot of people, not only their daycare is closing, but they're out of a job. And in times like these, it's really easy to lose yourself, to lose the big picture. But it's important to remember that we can make it through this. Take it one day at a time. And mindset is essential. It truly, truly is. Because, you know, you can get stressed and you could feel like the world's falling apart and falling out from under you. And if that happens, it's hard to get up from that. But just if you take a step back, take it one step at a time and just see what can you do right now. For example, to use me as an example, my daycare's closing this Monday. Friday will be my son's last day there until this craziness blows over and they can open up their doors again. And so what my wife and I have done is first we reached out to family. None of them are able to come in and watch the boy, for more or less 8 hours a day while we're at work. So what we did was she works at home, so she has a little bit more time flexibility, but that doesn't mean she can watch the boy while she's at work because he's three. But we're utilizing her time flexibility at work, and I have to have some kind of set structure for when I go to work. So I got in contact with my managers and I made it to where I have a 6 hour AM time slot I can work, and then a 6 hour PM time slot I can work. And depending upon what I'm scheduled that day will depend on when my wife works. So for example, if it's a morning, I go in at 4 and I'm off at 10. So she'd do an 11 to whatever 9 hours is after that. 11 to 8, that's what it is. And conversely, if I'm doing a PM shift, she'll work from 6 to 2, and then I go in from 3 to 9. And is it convenient? No. And I'm probably going to end up working, up to 16 hours on the weekends, one day or both days, in order to make sure I get the hours I need to work. And is it convenient? No. But we do what we need to do. We do what we can. Because in times like these, it's just, we gotta do what we gotta do in order to not go crazy, to not lose ourselves, to not lose our jobs, to not lose whatever we have. Because when we're stressed, we're more likely to get sick. We're more likely to make silly decisions. And it's important to remember that just take it one step at a time. Yeah, it seems crazy. And yeah, it's not something any of us want to deal with. But when something's forced on us, you just gotta do what you can and make the best out of it. And again, before I let y'all go, today was a short and sweet episode, more or less catching y'all up as to a brief description of why I haven't been around. I do apologize. And a little bit about what I'm dealing with in my mindset around it. And that's the important thing, is just remember your mindset. Remember that as bad as it is, as crazy as it's going to be, remember, this too, like anything else, shall pass. And it might not seem like it's gonna go easy. It might seem that things are gonna be completely different at the end, and maybe it is. Heck, maybe in 2-3 weeks, 4 months, we just go back to business as usual. Regardless of how long it takes, we got this. We can do this. As a society, we've dealt with crazier things. As a nation, we've dealt with crazier things. As a world, we've dealt with crazier things. And we can get through this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I've got for you today. Thank you again for joining me in a very, 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 very belated episode of One Take Stoic. Again, so sorry it's been so long. It's been about a year and it's been crazy. It barely even seems like 4 months have passed by with how crazy things have been. Regardless, I will talk to you tomorrow.